right, welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com here every night until 7, well, until 10 o'clock.
Until 7, I don't know where I got that.
10 o'clock on the West Coast and 1 a.m. on the East Coast. And with me, Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, and Robert Leonard. And we have later on in the program, Vernon Dozier joining us from Belmar Academy, Kurt Quitty and Guy Barton from the state capitol in West Virginia on the Obamacare party, and other news that we want to report on, including we have a treat for you because it's Halloween-y.
Well, not Halloween-y. Or is that the name of the promotion?
Yeah, it's the name of the promotion. Don't interrupt.
For once, Bud's right, Margaret, if you let me get it out.
If you get what out? You're saying Halloween-y and you want to pull something out, so...
Not all dirty, you know.
What are you going to make everything so filthy?
I didn't make it filthy. I'm trying to keep the show in check. Never mind.
Yeah, thank you. As I was saying, we have a Halloween treat, and Halloween-y, I don't know who wrote it, but it sounds like it doesn't mean what you think it means, you know.
Don't think about whipping out.
I didn't say anything about whipping anything out, okay? Every single show, it's the same thing.
Phil, you're the one that told me that you had to keep it clean in order to induce a newer early evening audience to stay with the program.
Well, all that stuff about keeping it clean, we've never done a dirty show. We don't intentionally do filth, you know, but it doesn't make any difference. I mean, people are going to hear what they're going to hear. However, the radio industry being in such a mess and in so need of so much, and one of the things it needs is content, and I mean actual, you know, entertaining content, I don't really give a damn, you know. However, in keeping with the theory of, you know, in keeping with the overall theory and operation of this program, which is that we want to entertain and not necessarily shock, we will try to keep it as clean as we possibly can. So as I say, let's whip out Halloween-y.
Oh, okay. So that's a jab at me.
No, it's not a jab at you. It's stick around because we have a special offer for you guys who are not Backstage Pass members, who do not have VSPs, who are not members of our subscription base, who do not have access to close to 5,000 hours of full radio shows going back over 15 years, who do not have access to our video archives and so on and so forth. And when we talk about full radio shows going back over 15 years, these are not talk shows, folks. This is what we engage in here, what we attempt to engage in, and what we attempt to achieve here is a show of mirth and humor and frivolity and fun, a level of satire that we hope is at a higher elevation.
Where the air's thinner.
Sure, where the air's thinner.
Well, that doesn't mean anyone's breathing all that easy, but...
Yeah, but if you're laughing, you're not breathing all that easy. So in any event, join us at philhenryshow.com, and that whole promo has just got butchered beyond recognition. Thank you very much. Margaret, okay.
No, that's not me. Listen, I want to jump in because I think before we have Vernon Dozier on, I wanted to mention to people there is a very lovely song, and Bud, on cut four...
Okay, what is it?
Cut four, she just said.
Cut four. Segment two. All right, sector three.
What are you asking him to do?
I want the song Stubborn Love by the Lumineers before I start tearing someone apart.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, this one you mean. This is the one here.
Well, I don't... Yes. This is a very beautiful song. It's called Stubborn Love, Phil. Now, do you recognize this song? Let's play it.
I don't recognize it yet.
Just be quiet, would you? What are you looking at?
I'm looking at you.
No, it's... Wait, just hold... Bud, I'm not interested in whether you recognize it.
I don't recognize it either.
And I'm not interested in whether you recognize it.
She lies and steals, she...
Oh, I know this song.
Yes. And where do you hear it? Where do you know it from?
Well, hold on. Let me just hear a little bit more.
Make you think she needs...
Oh, this song is...
It's a song called Stubborn Love by the Lumineers.
What's it called?
The one you
It's called Stubborn Love by the Lumineers.
But I still love her.
Can I stop the music? Stop the music. Stop the music. I'm going to kick... Hey! Kick his ass if he opens his mouth one more time. I swear to God, I'll shove this fist as far into it as I can get it.
That sounds almost interesting. Ow!
I mean it.
All right, let's just play... Okay, so where are we at here?
Who knows? This is a song called Stubborn Love by the Lumineers. Do you recognize it or do you not?
When we were young.
Oh, I know this is a song. Aha, this is a song from a commercial.
Yes, it is a song from a commercial.
I can't be told.
It's from that, is it from Willow?
It's from Willow.com, I believe.
It's better to feel.
Yeah, the guy's, hey.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's the one the guy can't sing. Hey.
He doesn't sing like that, you clod. He sings very lovely. It's a very rustic way of singing.
No, it's a kind of a folksy singing, yeah.
I'm standing on your
front. Now, this song, Phil, the reason why I'm bringing this up.
Yeah, this guy goes, hey, hey. Doesn't he do that?
Kill the music, kill the music, kill the music. I'm going to...
Hey, hold on, Margaret.
Would you tell him...
Bud, don't go screeching like an animal in the middle of this bit, okay?
Isn't that the song where the guy goes, hey, hey,
yeah, it does, man, but nobody cares. No one's asking you.
Thank you, Robert, very much. I'm about ready to come out of my girdle.
Well...
Don't
say it.
Please hit the music again.
Yeah, so this is a song from that commercial.
Exactly. It's a lovely song. The Lumineers are a group. As you can tell, Phil, they are a band that owes a lot. They have borrowed a lot from and lend a lot to. Here you go.
Yeah, this is a song from that commercial, yeah.
Yeah, they borrow a lot from the folk traditions.
Now, where are they from?
I have no idea.
What, are they a folk band?
I don't, they sound as if they are, but I don't know anything about them. But I think, I don't need to know anything about them. I can tell that they are artists of integrity, and I can tell that they are artists of great talent and great skill, great poetic vision, and for them to sell their music to a, all right, kill it, bud. Kill it. Would you kill it, please? It's not that great.
Boy,
I would say that.
Well, I like the song, but it's not so wonderful that I've got to listen to it banging through my ear while I'm trying to get my point made. Now,
Do you think this is a skilled band?
I already told you that I have great admiration for the Lumineers.
What's that mean, anyway, Lumineers?
I don't know.
Okay, so you don't know what kind of band they are?
Phil, I don't need to know. I do know. I don't need you or anyone to tell me. I know these are artists. Their music is absolutely magical.
Yeah, except you just told him to turn it down because you didn't want to hear it banging in your ear while you're trying to get something said.
Yeah, the music is magical, but it's not that great. It irritates me after a while. The point I'm trying to... Phil, don't try to back me into a corner because, so help me Christ, I'll come out like a cornered rat. I will come out... You know what that means, don't you?
Yeah, a rat will eat stuff.
There you go. Good boy. Hey.
Okay. Hold on, will you?
What is with you?
Hold on, will you? We got to take a break. Margaret Gray is talking about the Lumineers, their song Stubborn Love. It is a beautiful song. I love it. And it's a song that is being currently used for commercial purposes and a commercial campaign for some commercial... there you go. We'll find out what the problem is, right?
Well, don't make it all about, you know, Margaret's what a pain in the ass she is.
I didn't say that, but, you know, we've got other things we want to get to. So we'll be back. We'll talk about that. And more. World famous Phil Henry Show, 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445, and philhenryshow.com. Sorry, kind of upcuffed that, kind of jumped that, jumped the gun there, jumped the gun, sorry. Jumped the gun there, bud.
Can't blame me, you're the one that did it.
Yeah, that, you know, I should quit blaming Bud for that. World famous Phil Henry Show, welcome to the show. I'm a guy that runs the bumper music around here. Bud does, and I jumped the gun there, and I apologize to Matt in our control room, because I was actually looking for a couple of examples of songs that have been dealt with or have been used commercially, and Matt actually pointed out a few to me, two that have been used commercially of recent note by a band called Vampire Weekend.
What has this got to do with the Lumineers? I don't understand this.
Well, we're just, I mean, these are songs, for instance, here's a song that was used, I think, by, I think Matt said, like a vacation company or something.
What the hell is this?
Yeah, I recognize this song. It's from Jamaica.
No, it ain't from Jamaica. It's a band sounding like they're doing reggae, you know?
Yeah, so.
Well, a car company, it's a car company that used this.
I don't get it. It sounds pretty far out to me.
Well, what sounds far out about that as opposed to any other song that's used, you know?
What's the name of this group?
Vampire Weekend.
And what's the song called?
Holiday.
And what's it for?
A car company.
What's the name of the car company?
I have no idea.
Well, I might want to rent a car from them.
Get out of here with that, okay?
I don't know. I'm telling you, the Lumineers, Phil. The Lumineers, the Lumineers. Now, that's all I care about. That's all I'm talking about. And that's all I really give a sweet you-know-what about.
A crap?
Did I say crap? You all are also jumpy when it comes to toilet habits around here.
All right, so you only care about the Lumineers, and that is what we will talk about. Now, Margaret, I guess the larger question, or so I suppose the larger topic, is the use of music for commercial purposes. And may I be allowed an opinion here?
Yes, but if you could hurry it up.
Yeah, hurry it up, Miss Henry, because Margaret...
Yeah, okay, I'll hurry it up. Don't worry about it.
Don't get all personal about it and everything.
I'm not getting personal. I'm just...
Well, I can tell your feelings are hurt.
Yeah, your feelings are a little bit hurt.
Okay, my feelings are hurt. No, they're not hurt. I'm just... I don't like to be rushed when I'm trying to say something. The fact is, it's my show, so I'll take as long as I want. How does that sound to you?
Oh, okay. So that's how it is.
Yeah, that's how it is. If I may be allowed, the idea of a popular song, a song that was written by an artist, say, for the commercial enjoyment of the audience, not necessarily to support a product, not necessarily to support any kind of a commercial enterprise, the song itself resonates a certain way with the listener. While I believe it was the great French singer Charles Aznavour who once said that...
Mr. Hall is on the phone.
Mr. Hall is on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, David.
What is this Charles Aznavour? What's he doing?
Yeah, David, he's starting to sound like he thinks he's the guy on PBS, Jim... You know the guy?
No, I don't know the guy, but I don't know what you're Charles Aznavour. You know, I believe it was Charles Aznavour, whoever that guy was.
I was quoting a famous French singer.
Yeah, but it's sounding too highfalutin and intellectual, okay? Just tell the story without all these quotes from some French gay.
All right.
Why did you hang up on him?
Because he doesn't know a thing about Charles Aznavour, and I'm going to sit there and tell him. Charles Aznavour is a singer and a songwriter. He's from France, and he said there are three authors of a song, but I won't get into it right now because I don't want to bother everybody with a whole lot of particulars.
Well, maybe I want to hear about it.
Well, you don't get to hear about it now. So in any event, you're talking about a song that was written by a group and was sold to a commercial enterprise so that they might promote their product. Am I correct in making that assumption, Miss Gray?
Yes, you are, Phil. I'm not trying to start an argument.
Well, you've done your level best. So, insofar as that is the topic, you bring up Exhibit A.
You're doing really good, but you're going,
Hey, bud, since when did I hire you as the miracle worker here to help me see, hear, and feel, man? Do I look like Helen Keller?
Well,
do I look like Helen Keller?
No, man, she was a girl.
Yeah, she was a girl.
Other than that?
No.
No.
Then I don't need you going, correcting me, okay? I think I know how to speak, and I know how to talk and walk and dress myself, and yes, even wipe myself.
All right.
So here we have this very lovely song by the Lumineers, and it is a very lovely song, called Forbidden Love, or what?
No, it's called Stubborn Forbidden Love. Good Christ.
Yeah, you didn't make it sound dirty.
I didn't make it sound dirty. What's the name of it?
It's called Stubborn Love.
It's filthy enough with a title like that.
All right, so Stubborn Love, why is that filthy?
Well, I don't think it takes a wild imagination. Stubborn Love?
Yeah, it's difficult to...
I don't know what you're talking about. I think I know where you're going, and I don't get it. So Stubborn Love was written by the Lumineers, and it was immediately sold to a company, and we all believe this to be the company that represents the interests of the website Willow. Am I right about that?
Yes, and I believe that Willow, or something like that, is a a real estate website. So here we have the rather garish effort of real estate, that is land, that is the appropriation of land in some instances. As you know, Phil, with this terrible, terrible economy that we've just been through, people being pitched into the dirt on the street from the home that they lived in. Well, I'm not finished yet. I'm not finished. The image of people being pushed out into the street in full view of their neighbors, their home being taken over by some money-grubbing yuppie couple, two people, no children, 15 rooms, 8,000 square feet, and what are these two scum going to do with that home? Well, they'll sit in it until they're bored, and that'll take about 3 months. And meanwhile, what's happening? Could I have the music, please?
All right.
Thank you. And meanwhile, what's happening? Well, the family that was thrown into the street, right in the path of possibly a truck, maybe they lost their youngest to the truck being driven by some scum who is the moving van company. You know what the, what is it called?
The moving van company.
The moving van company?
That's what you called it.
In any event, maybe their child was crushed by the large front...
Lion stealing sheep.
Okay, I get it, Margaret.
No, I don't think you do.
Beg you from a...
Well...
Would you please have the respect? Listen. Listen to the song. Listen to the words.
Make you think she needs it.
Listen to the words.
Okay.
She'll tear a hole in you.
Right. Who's she?
The one you can't repair.
Kill the music. Kill the, kill the music. Kill the music. Will you, for God's sake, Bud? What are you, a gloid? Kill it. What did you want?
He says she'll tear a hole in you. What's, is that the real estate company?
So, you're trying to piss me off, is that it?
Margaret, I don't know what you're talking about anymore, okay? I thought we were on here to talk about this group.
This group sold out. That's what I'm trying to say. They sold out to this large enterprise, and I'm trying to say to other groups, to other musicians, to other people that have the same instinct, please don't do it. God, don't do it.
But I still love her. I don't.
Well, I'm going to quote, and I did this during the pre-show, I'm going to quote Graham Nash of Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Can we think of a band from this century? Is that all right?
No, I'm going to have to go to the other century. Graham Nash of Crosby, Stills, and Nash said, when he sold the rights to Our House, which was a very, very popular Crosby, Stills, and Nash song, he said, and I quoted this during the pre-show, he said, I just paid for my kids' college education. So he had no problem selling the rights to that song. And guys like the members of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, or the members of the Lumineers, other bands, they have children, they have families, they have futures to plan for, and if they want to sell the music, it's their right.
Yeah!
Standing on your porch.
That's not fair. You just
killed
him.
Hey, well, you was right. You down.
That's right.
Turn the music down. Turn it down.
No, I will not turn it down. Bill won.
All right, we'll turn it down. Go ahead, Margaret. You have the last word.
Well, I feel that I have been manhandled. I've been spread across the hood of a car, face down, my skirt.
Thank you very much, Margaret.
So you've cut me off.
Yes, I have. I've cut you off. It's a very lovely song, but I'm telling you, turn it down, Bud, okay? I don't want to... It's not that I don't like the song. It's that I, you know, I've heard it, okay?
Well, you like me, you're Miss Gray.
I think it's okay. It's not the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Well, there you are talking about what a brilliant band it is and how fantastic they are and how wonderful they are, but hey, you know, you've heard better.
I love the song. Just don't keep beating it into my brain.
Well, you're the one that brought it up. The point that I'm making... I think the day and age of the...
That's the song, right?
Get it out of here. Well, yes, that's the song. The day and age of bands saying, well, I'm just too good to sell this to a commercial enterprise. Perhaps those days are still with us. Perhaps they aren't. Maybe it depends on the artist. Maybe it depends on their need of money and just how much they may need the money. And I think that... If you, like I said, you know, I mean, let's look at these guys and these men and women for who they are. They're just like everybody else. They have families. They have bills to pay. They got things they want to do. And if somebody comes up to them and says, I'd like to buy that song and I'm going to pay you a handsome price for it, and that individual sees an opportunity to, like in the case of Graham Nash, put his kids through college, why the hell not, you know? All right.
Well, that's very pretty, Mr. Henry, but it has nothing to do with the vanguard of artists in our country that are coming.
thank you very much.
So you drowned me out because...
All right, anyway, we'll be right back. Vernon Dozier is going to join us here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show to talk about medical programs that are being put on hold because of the government shutdown, one that is very concerning to him, individual. Vernon Dozier, who is a math and science, social sciences, and a teacher, as well as football coach at Belmar Academy. And then later on, we'll have, other falderall to dig through here on this news-ass, heavy-ass, damn-ass, Wednesday night-ass show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show. By the way, a reminder to you that coming up this weekend, we have the Game of the Week with Ted Bell and Steve Bozell on Phil TV. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Welcome to the program. Here we have this half hour, Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy to talk about medical programs, medical research that will be put on hold as the result of the government shutdown. And we also have later on in the program Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton, these guys from the West Virginia State Capitol, the state legislators there, and they're going to talk about what they call the treasonable rhetoric of Rick Perry. Treasonable. Now, you got to understand something, and I talked to these guys earlier, that they claim that the rhetoric around the political process in this country has not been as extreme, since before the Civil War. And what they mean by that is that during the lead-up to the Civil War, politicians were accusing each other of actual treasonous or unpatriotic behavior. Literally, the President of the United States engaged in it, too, James Buchanan. And what's happening here in this country now is Perry was saying that essentially the Affordable Care Act is a felony, a criminal act. Now, that is... Perry is one of these guys that gets a lot of people excited, but as a man, he hasn't really got a whole lot going on from the neck up. He gets a lot of those Texans jazzed.
You had better watch what you say, because those Texans will...
Well, I'm just telling you. I mean, if this guy is calling it a criminal act...
Yeah, but Rick Perry got a lot of people...
Okay, so he's got a lot of people that like him, all right? Maybe call me one guy that doesn't, whatever. All right, so, we'll get into that when we get into that. How about that, okay? Does that make everybody feel good? All right.
Not the same as going to watch out and say the guy's dead from the neck up,
Yeah, you're talking about a guy being dead from the neck up, Phil, and I don't doubt that you're right about Rick Perry. But I think there is an old saying, there but for the grace of God, go I.
Saying your head's dead, neck up?
No, I didn't say my head's dead, neck up. This guy, Phil, you ought to get him checked out.
Well, all right, so what are you saying?
I'm saying we've got a lot of that problem around these parts, if you know what I mean.
Oh, am I dead from the neck up?
Did I say that?
I guess not.
Well, I am saying it. I'm not saying you're dead from the neck up, but I'm saying you're on critical...
You're on intensive care.
Yes, you're in intensive care from the neck up.
Thank you very much. That's really great. And why do you say that?
Because I think you need to look before you leap, Phil. You're talking about Rick Perry being dead from the neck up, and he may well be, but he has a lot of friends. Excuse me. Phil, I'm going to keep doing... Don't look at me like that.
God, that is... Just crude.
I'm going to keep doing that so long as I have the rights under the Constitution of the United States of America. What is that?
I got,
Vernon Dozier, that's what that is. All right.
Do you want to wait for me to finish?
No, I can't wait for you to finish talking. Vernon, welcome to the program, sir. How are you?
Very good, Phil. Thank you.
All right, let's talk about the government shutdown. You are a supporter of the effort to shut the government down. You're a supporter of the conservative caucus that has voted to shut government down, or if you will, they've withheld their votes for any kind of a funding of the federal government because of Obamacare. They wanted to put that on hold for a year. You're in favor of all of that?
I'm absolutely in favor of all of that. I'm a school teacher, and that means that I have the well-being of my young people, my young students, comes first. And I have to look at the future of this country, and when I look at the future and the cost of the health care plan that will be passed along to these young people, I've got to weigh in. I've got to throw my hat into the ring. with a big no written on the ticket that's stuck in the band of that hat as it gets tossed into the ring. I cannot in good conscience support it. However, I did not know that when government shut down, there were a number of medical programs in the research stages that would as well be shut down. I certainly knew that a great many services would be affected. I did not know that these medical programs would be affected when I supported this.
All right, now before you tell me what medical programs, do you still support the government shutdown?
I do not support the government shutdown now.
But Vernon, you just said that you did.
I just did say that I did, and I did support the government shutdown. I'm now saying I don't support the government. Let me tell you why I don't support the government. I support the government shutdown, in theory. But in Bethesda, Maryland right now, there is an ongoing study on biochemistry, the biomechanics of men, especially men over the age of 50, and especially men over the age of 50 with hormonal issues and so forth, and to specific areas of dysfunction, sexual and otherwise. This is a research program that was fulminated by a great many people that I admire, and I follow that. And without getting specific, they were focusing on a segment of men to whom who do not respond necessarily to traditional therapy. Now, I want you to know something. I don't want this to be all about me.
But we are talking about government shutdown here, right?
Yes, we're talking about government shutdown, but I wanted you to know that I don't support the government shutdown for only one reason, and it has nothing to do with my lack of support for. I do not support Obamacare. I do not want that cost passed on to young people. But the medical research being done in Bethesda, Maryland, right now, as it pertains to the functionality and the therapeutic treatment of men over 50 for dysfunction. Was reaching a place where they would be able to treat men like me. I have a very high, and I don't mean to speak in ways that may not be appropriate for here, but I have a very strong and very high, I will tell you, sex drive. I'm not saying that I'm anything special. It's very, very strong.
Well, but I think you're leading up to something here, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Go ahead.
You do suffer from dysfunction.
Yes, I do. I would rather have brought that out myself, but you're absolutely right. It's okay.
All right, but you have dysfunction.
I have dysfunction, but hold on for just a minute. I have a very strong and powerful sex drive, but it just so happens that Viagra and other traditional therapies do not work with me, and the doctor told me it's because I'm so powerful in that area that the medicine just, in its own way, gives up. It quits because it can't handle everything that's going to be happening.
Well, what does that mean exactly?
What it means is, and the doctor explained it to me, he said, you have, Vernon, such a strong sex drive. I'm sorry, I'm distracted, Mr. Henry. There's a commercial on with a giant... It's a giant baby, and it's nationwide commercial.
Yes, sir.
It's very disturbing. And I'd ask my wife, turn the channel, get it out of here, please. Get that out of here. Thank you. I can't see that. I won't see it. I don't want to see it. Turn that off. Turn it off. It's that giant kid. Yeah. Oh, thank you. So I have a very...
Let me get back to this discussion of Viagra. You say that your sex drive is so powerful that Viagra gives up.
Well, it doesn't give up in that it's not a living conscious thing.
Is it the fact that your sex drive is so strong that it overwhelms the Viagra's ability to make... I don't understand that exactly.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Hold on. I got one question at a time.
Exactly.
Margaret, I think it's a good point you're making. My sex drive is so powerful that Viagra, when I take it...
Now, can I... Don't mean to interrupt you.
Go ahead. God.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right, but I've got a lot that I want to say because a lot can be misunderstood, and I just got done doing the John and Ken show, and I got laughed at I'm telling you, because I didn't have enough time to get out everything I needed to get out before they started calling in and laughing at me. And I don't want that to happen here.
I understand, and we won't let that happen. My question is this. You have a sexual dysfunction.
And by the way, I know that we want to talk about Obamacare.
Absolutely, we will. You have sexual dysfunction, but you have a really powerful sex drive. That's by your description.
Yeah, well, I'm not making that out. I got my wife standing. She's standing by in case I need. She's sitting here, and she's put off making dinner, and she's put off doing a lot of it because I told her sit here because I may need some backup. And
all right, I mean, I don't think we need that.
Well, it would be nice to hear a woman's point of view.
All right, well, my wife is here. You know, if you want to step up to the plate, Miss Gray, you go right ahead. You know?
I don't consider this a challenge, Vernon. I'm not trying to challenge you. I just thought it would be interesting.
All right, that's fine. Yes, she's here. Amber's here. And she's ready to throw the high, hard heat if you're willing to step into the box.
Well, there's nobody's challenging anybody. Margaret's point here is she would just like to hear a female point of view. We're going to get back to this because the next question I have for you then is let's define this and let's find out what this program is that has been shut down by the federal government so that we can better understand, you know, what it is that Vernon needs and perhaps other American men like him. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Is that fair?
Yes, I do think it's fair. I would like to hear from his wife.
All right, fine. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, 855-500-7445. Don't forget, on Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock, it'll be me and Bobby Dooley at the L.A. Podfest. Get your tickets, man. Go to our website. We got a link there for the L.A. Podfest, Saturday, October the 5th. World-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com with myself, Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard, and we have Vernon Dozier here. And as you might guess, we've got a lot of discussion on the table here about the Obamacare and government shutdown and stuff like that that, you know, affects all of us.
Well, if I could make a point, Phil.
Go ahead.
You're making it sound a little dull. The government shutdown is not dull.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, well, you're going, well, they got a thing and that, and then a da-da-da-da-do, you know.
Yeah, Bud's making a good point with the sing-songy way that you're doing it.
You don't do it sing-songy.
I'm not doing anything sing-songy.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Well, you give me that look, Phil, like you're going to rape me.
Oh, would you be? Grow up, will
you? Well, you did give her a look.
I didn't give her any such look.
You look. It gave me a start, the way you just looked at me.
Margaret, I'm running the show. I know what I'm doing. I didn't give you that look. That's your way of prejudicing me against the audience or the audience against me or something that you're doing.
Okay. Well, that's really clear. Something that you're doing. See, he just gave me the... It's making me belch.
All right. Would you...
I'll go to the bathroom.
Yeah, better go to the bathroom and belch in there.
I don't have to go to the bathroom and belch in there, do I?
If you just get out of here before I get angry.
What a dick.
Hey! All right, so Vernon Dozier is with us. What, you know, this program, man, I lose control of this, and it ain't my fault. You know, I'm trying to do the thing that I do, man, to the best way that I know how. All right, Mr. Dozier, forgive me, how are you doing?
I'm good. I didn't know you could say, there's some words that have been said on the air here tonight that I didn't know were the vulgarity.
I apologize to you. I want to get to the point that you were making just before the break, which is there's a program, a research program funded by the federal government that will not be funded by the federal government or won't have operating funds in these days following the government shutdown. I want to get to what that is. It's a study, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is a study. I want to follow up on the dirty word that I heard her call you. I don't want to belabor it because I know you have. We want to go on, but she just called you a D.I. Wow.
Yeah, I know she did, and we'll deal with it.
You'll deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what he means, I'm going to say, what he means by, can you hear me?
Yeah, I just heard you go, can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you.
Well, good. Hear this. I didn't say any such thing, Phil. I was going to say the name of your friend, Mr. Wood.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Right.
Well, I was.
All right, sit down, please. All right, Vernon, the question is, this program which is now treating men who have a strong sex drive, right?
That's my bad. I don't know what they're doing. All I know is they can help me. I've got so powerful a sex drive that Viagra doesn't work on it, and neither does Cialis, and neither does any of these others. Because, according to the doctor that I talked to, Dr. Luminol,
That's the name of a poison.
It is the name of a poison from that movie DOA.
Well, don't start in with me, okay? That's the guy's name, Luminol. Are you trying to tell me there's some kind of a plot now to...
No, I'm just telling you, the guy's got a funny name.
From what movie?
DOA, Luminol. It's a poison. It's a luminescent poison.
Mr. Henry, I've got enough problems. I got enough problems with my insurance company getting this stuff paid for, okay? Now, the Obama... See, I got insurance. I have it through the school, all right? But Obamacare has forced the Republicans to force the government to force the program. It's just got to get... Everything's being forced. And what's the force going to do? It's going to, you know, close everything.
Don't have a force. The force be with you.
Yeah, the force be with you.
Yeah, that's cute, and I heard some of the kids say that.
The force be with you, huh?
Yeah. Well, the force ain't with me. The force is going against me. I did have the force going with me. I've got a very powerful sex drive, and my wife is here to attest to that. But the Viagra doesn't work, and it's because...
Yeah, we know. It gets overwhelmed by the power of your sex drive. It gives up.
That is absolutely correct, Ms. Gray, and you may not believe it.
That's fine, but I want to do what Phil said. Let's get to what is this government program going to do?
The government program, okay, was going to develop a new therapy that could withstand the force of my sex drive and make me not be dysfunctional.
See, I don't understand that. How can you be dysfunctional with a really powerful sex drive and yet it doesn't work?
It's a good question, Vernon.
Well, I'm sure it is a good question, because so far, this woman has been controlling this entire interview. And one of the reasons why I have a level of dysfunction is because I haven't got a fighting chance against the women with their opinions. You know, it's always, let me tell you what, let me tell you how, and I never am able to achieve an erection because it's their mouth going, you know. And I told my wife all she has to do, if I may be so bold, Phil.
Go ahead.
Because this could help other men. I tell my wife, all she has to do is to just not talk. Just please be quiet. I said to her, just shut up and we have a something that works for us. Shut up and lay there. It sounds like it's a...
Oh, Mike, that sounds so disrespectful to the woman.
Well, no, it isn't, ma'am. No, it's not. Shut up and lay there means she doesn't have to do anything. Just don't talk, because my mother talked a lot.
How much of this is a psychological thing?
Well, what do you mean a psychological thing? What is that supposed to mean? I have, Mr. Henry, I've got,
You don't sound comfortable with the topic, that's all.
I'm very comfortable with the topic. What happens to me is when I hear a woman, I'm just trying to talk to Mr. Henry. If you'd ask Ms. Gray to be quiet, I've told my wife Amber to keep her mouth shut. I don't miss no females talking, and I will, and you will see. I wish you could see, and I know it would be obscene, but I think for educational purposes, if the women would just shut their mouths, you would see me. Wow. I wish I had a camera on it, because I think you'd be very impressed. But women won't shut up, so that's why I've got to go to option B, which is this federally funded government program on how to...
On the dysfunction caused by women talking too much.
Yes, sir, and the way you're saying it, though, makes it sound like I'm an imbecile, and I'm beginning to think that I am, just the way you said that, and I don't think it's fair.
Well, I'm not trying to do that, sir. I'm literally interpreting, I'm saying what I believe you mean to say, which is this government program is going to help you guys whose sex drives are so powerful... They overwhelm, Viagra just gives up, and this is caused by the fact that women talk too much.
When I'm trying to have the sex happen, yeah.
Okay, no, I understand. Let's take a phone call here. Our number, 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. 845 RC up in Alhambra. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, Bill. We're listening to your program tonight here at Bradley Military Academy. We want to say that we really enjoy the program and everything. And Mr. Dozier, how are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you.
I got to say that I understand to a degree what Mr. Dozier is saying about how the women will make you nervous. But because I'm very young, I'm 16 years old, I've never had it work or anything. But because I'm 16, I'm in a high school right now. Even though it works good, it never was able to be put into use, you know, because of my youth and because of society kind of frown on it.
Well, that's gonna be the case, young man. You're not going to be allowed to. You say you've never been dysfunctional. Well, I wish I was you, because if I had what you got, I would be ripping a trail across this county, like, you know.
Yes, sir, but we don't have no way. We are not allowed to use it that way because of the age.
Yeah, and that's what I find very unfair, Mr. Henry.
All right, well, we're hoping that the government is going to... Thank you very much, R.C. We're hoping the government will be back up and running, and we're going to have, you know, at some point, we're going to have for you, Vernon, and for others, the research that is needed to keep things, flowing on the straight and narrow. Thank you, Vernon, for being with us.
Right. I wanted to give out a website.
Well, we don't have the time. We'll try and do it next hour. World famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Coming up next hour, Kurt Quaidy and Guy Barton and more on the government shutdown thing. Okay, bye.